We're going to go ahead and get started on this great Super Tuesday here in Ohio. A lot is going on, but we just need something to pick us up right now. Talk to him, K-Dot.
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I. Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Yes.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. Where pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my face is all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow.
But we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me?
All right, we're going to go ahead and get it really started correctly. Testing 143, testing 143. It is all love, baby. Welcome to the Ken's Corner Podcast. Welcome to Ken's Corner Podcast, and I am your host, Ken, and I'm just so happy to be here, man. There's a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack, a lot to ease people's nerves or get people mad. I don't know what I'm going to do today. But welcome to episode number 49 of the Ken's Corner Podcast. I am so thankful that you are here with me. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to tune in to me. As always, I want my guests, first-time listeners, long-time listeners, please make sure you subscribe to your favorite place where you consume your podcasts and streaming entertainment. And once you do that, you need to subscribe. You can find me on Apple, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, you know, you name it, I'm there. So you need to subscribe so you can always get notified when we drop our episodes, our weekly podcast, or my weekly, I keep saying we, it's just me, weekly podcast. And then after that, I need you to subscribe, download, stream, retweet, share. Please, as always, tell four people. Thank you to all my listeners here in the States and abroad. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Corona. It is here. It is hurting everyone. Somebody is affected or somebody you know is affected. So that is going to be the primary discussion today. Living here in Ohio, Governor DeWine has been proactive, whether you like it or not. Tough decisions had to be made, and leaders lead. Leaders make the tough choice. And for Mike DeWine, he closed schools. Schools are now closed. I have three children that actually live with me, three boys, and ranging from the 11th grade down to the third or fourth grade. Yeah, I don't know how old my youngest is. He's just here. He just does what he wants to do. And they have to be online, learning online. I have a middle schooler. He's in the seventh grader. He's a seventh grader, and, you know, the seventh grader and the high school student, they have to be online, and the other. The baby has two, or my youngest, he's not a baby. My younger son, he has what's called a blizzard pack. And what that consists of, when there were inclement days here in Ohio that caused for prolonged school closings, They give you a pack of work that is due when you return. Well, we're looking at this probably is going to end up going on to the last day of school. So all his work, so they're going to have times to turn in their work. We're going to make sure our children, you know, keep up with their schoolwork. I work for the Greene County. The agency that I work for, students are no longer coming back. So for 8 weeks, we have no programming. My hours have shifted. Instead of working a split second shift, now I'm on first shift. So my body is adjusting to that. On top of that, I'm in school. Shout out to my professor for working with me, for postponing my turn-in, you know, turn-in date with everything that's going on. And everyone's affected by it. My church, now I'll get to that later on, but my church decided with the leadership that we would not have church. However, the pastor did deliver a sermon online, Facebook Live. Shout out to Church of Judah Family Worship Center. And the leadership, we all clean. We cleaned and disinfected the whole church. It is just so much to unpack. So let's just slowly get to it. If you've been living under a rock, there has been a virus that has taken over. It's a pandemic, and pandemic meaning that it's worldwide. Italy has closed its borders. Several countries have closed their borders. And by reports, this particular virus has been told to us, and I use that, and I'm very clear and concise about the language that I'm using today. It's been told to us that it was generated in China, for Wuhan or Hunan or whatever. I can't pronounce that city that it was supposedly have generated from. And yeah, that is a virus that's affecting all, has flu-like symptoms. And from that, you know, many people have been, you know, diagnosed and still, you know, tested. The United States is ass behind on everything because of the elected idiot in Washington. And this is why voting does matter, because the person that's in office is an idiot when it comes to a lot of things. He's smart on some things as far as manipulation and how to play the public. But this dude right here, for me and my personal opinion, observation, he was so hell-bent on overturning everything that President Obama did that he shot himself in the foot. So hopefully, you know, people will use that and utilize that information to make more informed decisions coming this next election, because the person that is in office is not a good leader. He is not. Yeah, it's just he has shown himself. I don't really have to come on here and just keep reiterating his. At this point, if you're defending Trump, there's a problem with you. I can't blame Trump. You know, you can't blame somebody for being who they are. But if you continue to support it, I can look at you. So it is what it is on that. Conspiracy theories and, you know, everything from Bill Gates mysteriously letting, you know, this video surfacing of him making statements about a virus that was going to wipe us out. Bill Gates then stepping off away from the board of directors. The conspiracy about the 5G being launched in this particular city in China. Supposedly, again, do your own research. I'm just giving information, and I need for you to fact check it. But it's just, I'm saying all these things because in a time of a pandemonium. Yes, there so much information is getting out that you have to make sure you streamline it. The 5G theory. Look that up. There is a book called The Eyes of Darkness that talked about this Dean Koontz book that, you know, this was back in 1981, a book talked about this, a particular pandemic coming from this exact same city, you know, and it's just a lot of stuff to take in. So what I'm going to do today is filter through some things and then let's just let the chips fall where they may. Going to take a, you know, it started with, you know, let's talk about sports, you know, sports, you know, from the book of You Play Too Damn Much, you know, Rudy Gobert, you know, the NBA, you know, has suspended or was going to talk about suspended games. Rudy Gobert was joking around and he was touching stuff and then he ended up with the coronavirus and then passed it on to Donovan Mitchell. At that particular point, African Americans, we were, you know, allowing ourselves, many of us, you know, allowing ourselves that black people couldn't get corona. Well, that turned out to be not true. We were all susceptible to this particular virus. Again, going back to that information I talked about earlier, how you have to just decipher through all that and weed through all of that, because there was a false sense of security amongst some African Americans because we hadn't had, you know, too many people that we had seen. And then different reports, there's a thing floating on YouTube right now about an African American coming from Warren, Ohio to Cleveland, and he actually chronicled his stay in the hospital and he thought he was going to die. So please look that up. And it's just gotten bad. So Rudy Gobert, Tom Hanks and his wife, and now just recently Ezra Elba, you know, he has it. And so we're looking at these high profile people getting it. March Madness, high schools were shutting down all workouts. So again, my son is an athlete and he can no longer work out because of Ebola. Think about Ezra Elba, the corona. He can't work out, so now he's forced to be at home to work out and no longer have access to the facilities. March Madness, first they were going to play with no fans in the stands, and then they just decided to cancel it, both men and women. So the sports world was rocked. And so with that, you know, happening, it's just, you know, everybody started to take notice and, you know, what's going on further. Again, information and misinformation still coming out of Washington and all over, you know, everywhere, from, you know, the super woke people to the super religious people. So I'm going to deal with that for a second, with the religious group and the woke group. Let me go back before I get that. Colleges and universities shutting down, ending semesters. My alma mater, Central State University, just sent out information today, and the students, the semester is over. They sent students home early, giving them an extended break. The semester, as far as staying on campus, is over, but they still can matriculate online. However, graduation has been canceled. And so I want to send a special shout out to the class of 2020 at Central State University. That is really primarily the last class that I had full involvement in before I transitioned from Central State, or was transitioned out of Central State. And I feel for you. It's a lot of students there I love so much. And my heart goes out to you. I'm reading Twitter, and I'm reading students who I know for a fact were leaving the university and stayed because I convinced them to stay. And now they were graduating and now they can't walk across that stage. And for some people, you know, I saw people, you know, wanting to console these students and saying, well, it's just, you know, a ceremony. It doesn't take away anything. And yes, that is a true statement, truly stated. However, when you're a college student and you've worked hard, you sacrificed, you've cried, you know, blood, sweat, tears, you came in, you know, a boy, a little girl, and you're leaving, you know, a woman or a man, going through all your stages, your developmental stages, friends, you know, it's just so much that goes into college. The walking across that stage is a big deal, especially if you're first generation. and you're the first one to do it, and your parents and grandparents and your guardians, aunts, uncles, cousins, all, you know, sacrificed to get you there and get you through, man, that's big and that hurts. I don't, you know, at that, I don't know what I would have done if I couldn't have walked across that stage. And I know it was some things going back and forth with us when I graduated in 2011, you know, from whether or not we were going to graduate, you know, at the stadium outside, you know, at the stadium or inside the gym or move to another facility. And I was like, look, I'm putting on my cap and gown and I'm walking across somebody's stage because too many people fought for me to get to where I needed to be. And my heart goes out to you guys. You know, a lot of them know me as Mr. G. So Mr. G, just want to say he loves you so, so much. And I'm so proud of each and every last one of you. Please reach out to me. Please, you know, hit my line for those who have my number and everything and my social media accounts. I just want to touch bases with you and just let you know I love you. I support you. And as an alum, want to try to do something for you to just to let you know that we care. So just shout out to the graduating seniors, Central State University, and all the other graduating seniors across the nation that's affected by this. Now, one thing I will say, please fight to get your refund back from room and board. Please do that. There is a case in Central Michigan. Well, Central Michigan just did the right thing. They prorated their students and, you know, for room and board. So please look into that. Don't let any university just take your money. So it's not just Central State. It's a lot of students across the nation that's dealing with it. I know Harvard, you know, gave their students 5 days, you know, students from across the world, you know, across the world that go to all these universities. It wasn't easy for them just to pack up and leave like that. So please make sure you look into that, to your housing contract, and see what you can do to get your room and board back. So, you know, universities were affected. Hospitals were affected. Their nursing homes were affected. I know somebody personally whose mom is in the nursing home and they can't go see their mom. So this thing is affecting people on so many human levels. And so when we're dealing with things on a human level, it is, in my personal opinion, we shouldn't just go out and just make broad brush judgments on how people handle certain crisis situations that nobody has ever seen. I think it's the Spanish flu. We haven't had a pandemic of this potential magnitude since the Spanish, I think it was called the Spanish flu. And I think it was in 1800s. And so we don't know what we don't know. And with that being said, going back to the churches were being vilified for not having service and saying that your lack of faith in God. Please be aware that 4 little girls were bombed in church. Did they have faith? Please be aware that an evil person came in and shot people in church just a few years ago while they were praying at a Bible study. I'm pretty sure they have faith. Rest assured that someone in Texas, I think it was a couple months ago or last month, came in and shot somebody, but other parishioners and security had guns and shot and killed him. Did they have faith? The Bible talks about you got to pray and watch. And what that watch also means is to be alert what's going on around you. And you taking wise counsel from government officials is not a sin. It's not a sin if you said, you know what, just to be safe, we're going to go ahead and temporarily shut our doors because my care and love for you as a leader is I have to watch over your soul. Your soul is your human form. Your mind, your will, your emotions, like that's what leaders have to do. And so what's more important, having the church full just so you can get tithes or whatever reason? Let me not say, because I don't want to vilify the people that had church. I don't want to do that, because if you choose to have church, you chose to have church. And if you didn't have church, you shouldn't dog those people that had church. But it was funny how this, it was this, you know, swell against people not having church. And then in Washington, D.C., there's a case of a person with coronavirus, and he or she, I think it was a man, contracted it and had it in church. And now several people in that church have to be quarantined, and they don't know how many people got it. Now, I'm pretty sure they have faith and they went to church praying. So again, you have to, as a leader, have to make the best decisions for your particular situation. My only criteria is that you don't cause harm to yourself. You don't cause harm to anyone else. You know, those are the top two things. And if you believe that that's going to happen, guess what? Don't go to church. The Bible is still the Bible. You can read and show yourself approved. Now, there are some immature, and when I mean that, not in a negative way, there are people that are new into Christ, and they may need that structure of church. And so I want to shout out Bishop Kwesi Smith, and he had a very good take on it. And he was saying, you know, this particular situation makes you rethink and come up with different ways to get people churched and get people in a structure and teaching. And so when in the book of Acts, it talks about the New Testament church didn't start out in these mega churches that, you know, that we see now, or these storefront churches, or these buildings that we look at now and consider the church. They were small and in their homes. And so if the CDC is saying no more than 50 people, then maybe those church leaders in those particular churches can hold small groups in their homes, or, you know, go in different areas. Because again, it's not about coming to the edifice, the building, the structure, the temple or whatever. That doesn't what makes church. Church is within you. It's your relationship with God. And so shout out to Bishop Smith, man, and his take on that too, on how to rethink, you know, church in the unchurched. It spilled over to the political arena with the debate, the Democratic debate between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And I think both men did a really good job, honestly. I am pro Bernie. I'm not gonna lie. Feel the burn. It's Bernie or bust for me. And but I do believe that Bernie was on the attack a little more, because he is trailing in the polls. He is, you know, trailing in delegates to win the nomination. I don't think Joe Biden did an overly great job of separating himself outside of the fact that he did assure that his running mate would be a woman. And he also, you know, assured as far as African-American women being appointed to the Supreme Court. I think that's big. I still think both men still lack full, clear, concise, tangible things for the Black community, an overall plan. But I also don't believe that as Africans, we have come together, Africans in America, we have come together with a plan that we can hold them accountable for. There are plans that we can hold them accountable for. I know that we have to do a better job as coming as far as delegates to be able to hold them accountable. For me, it's Bernie Sanders, and that's it, you know. And after that, I have to make some hard choices as far as, you know, what I'm going to do next, because I really don't believe Joe Biden. And I don't think he's sincere. He's a politician. I don't think he is, in my personal opinion, he didn't win me over. Bernie has been preaching the same message since I've known of him and researched him. And that's both a benefit and a detriment, because I think Bernie did a poor job of really appealing specifically to the African-American community as far as, you know, a complete plan of action that he decided to take. I really think people have overblown the Democratic Socialists. Please look that up. This ideology is not as far as socialism, but it is, however, it is attacking the systematic and ideal of how the wealthy, the 1% operates. The whole thing about universal health care and how Biden tried to attack that in the debate, he attacked it and he had a point, but he missed the point. Italy, he talked about Italy. Italy, it wasn't an issue of health coverage. It was an issue of capacity. Italy just didn't have the capacity for the number of people, but the health coverage they had, it worked. And so for those people who don't, you know, dig into the layers and the minutiae of politics and particular thing as far as fact checking, if you just hear certain sound bites, you run with them. But I think overall, both men did a good job. At the end of the day, it's beat Trump and get that idiot out of office. And Mike Bloomberg isn't there. So that was just my number one thing. Mike Bloomberg ain't there because he was just Trump all over again. And so, yeah, that was the political debate. To cover sports, cover religion. Just covered the human aspects. Now, as we look at it, what's going on now, there is the restaurants. Now you can know in Ohio, restaurants are no longer can dine in. It's carry out only. And that affects the servers and the waitresses. And I really want people to look and research, because I don't like giving out all the information. I just give you the pings to go out and research yourself. Research the history of tipping. And I'm not going to lie, I don't like to tip. I'm just not going to lie. I do it if I feel led, but I'm really not a big tipper because I understand the history of why tipping came to me, why tipping is what it is. And it's really in crises like this when you look how systems are just really jacked up that we've been a part of. Now, these people who operate and work in this industry cannot get unemployment as a waiter or waitress. And these companies can you know, they don't have to keep them on during this crisis. They don't have to come in, so they're not really losing that. You know, they're losing money because they don't have patrons actually sitting in there. But the people who lose out the worst are the waitresses and the waiters and the servers. So look at the history of tipping. And it may help change your mind and want to come up with legislation just to give them minimum wage. If they do, the price of food goes up like 7%. You know, if you just add the money into the actual, you know, food, it's not that much. It's really not that much. And so, like I said, look up the research tipping and see what you think. You know, maybe you agree with me and maybe you won't. The last thing I want to leave you with is how we treat each other in the bad times. Because when everything is going good, a lot of things are overlooked, such as the system of tipping, such as the health care and certain things. When things are going good, you really don't concern yourself about it, normal people. It's when things go bad that you can have a tendency to look at things with a much more critical eye. And going through the stores, it was a very surreal feeling not to see food on the shelves, to look in the freezer and not really hardly see any meat, to not see toilet paper, to not see just aisles of no bread, no, hardly no canned goods. Like, that is a real eerie feeling for me to see that in my lifetime. And some of it is based on greed, which is, yeah, in any society. Now, whether it's socialist, whether it's communist, whether it's capitalism, there is an element of greed that is going into it. And because we live in a capitalist society, I saw capitalism at its worst. It's really me take everything, you have nothing mentality. And it was sad. It's sad to see. And so in this particular, you know, time, I really want us to really take care of one another. Really look out for your neighbor. Really look out for your family. Please check on the elderly. Please check on people, man, just to see if they're doing okay. Because it's hard, man. It you know, hopefully it doesn't get any worse. And you'll have those group of people sat back and say, yeah, I told you so. But in the year I told you so, a big portion of society was affected. In New York, they can't close. They don't want to close schools because students and families are homeless. And this is the only chance that some of these students are able to have a meal. Think about that. And we're supposed to be the richest, most powerful nation in the world. That's what they told us in school. But the greed and of capitalism lets in this time that there are people who living on the street, and then on the, in a crisis situation, school is their only outlet. So shout out to schools like here in Ohio, and especially in my county, you know, they recognize that. And so their, you know, students can come in and still get, you know, meals, pick up food. So shout out to that. But that's just the greed. So is it any type of is society, social, any type of ism, excuse me, capitalism, communism, and socialism, like in each one of those, there's a greed section. There is an elitist in each one of those factions. I want to be explicitly clear on that. But in this section, man, we just really need to take care of one another. Please take care of one another. And yeah, hopefully like no one and my listeners will be affected. Please go out and vote tomorrow or today when you're listening to this. Please vote, because just found out that the USA Today reported that our primary was postponed until June. Just found out. Nope, it's tomorrow. Please vote, vote, vote. Whether it's online, stand in line, go vote. Don't let any scare take away your capacity to vote, because your vote does count. It does matter. Don't let anybody fool you and say it doesn't. It does count. It does matter. If you choose not to vote, choose not to complain. And so with that being said, please continue to listen. I want to shout out DJ Ari again with a fantastic, that interview was going off the charts with the numbers. So please continue to go back and listen to that episode and all the episodes of the Ken's, past episodes of the Ken's Corner podcast. Shout out to all my fellow podcasters. It's a few podcasters that I've influenced, and you still don't give me credit, but it's okay. It's okay. I shout you out. Love you, man. Y'all doing y'all things out there. Waiting to get another interview. Happy Women's History Month. Haven't forgot about that. Hopefully you can get two more interviews in before March is over with. Some powerful women out there just to give the female perspective. Thank you, ladies, for holding it down. Thank you for all that you do. So as always, you can catch me. You can reach me on my social media platforms, which is Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Ken's Corner. You can also find me and interact with me on my website, which is www.kenscorner.co. That's www.kenscorner.co. So with that being said, please take care of one another. Please take care of one another. I love, I trust, I respect you. This is Ken's Corner. Peace out.